Robert Andraikin, president of Polaris Management, says the company is still very much moving forward with buying the Wrangell sawmill from current owner Dick Buehler. He says all the pieces are almost in place.
We have a hedge fund that is waiting to provide a purchase loan, and we have the other necessary parts that the hedge fund requires that is in place. What we've been waiting for is a letter of intent from the city with respect to their assistance with the working capital for the restart and pretty much for the operating the mill this year.
At a special city council meeting on May 1st, which involved an executive session with Polaris representatives, the city council had directed the city manager to negotiate terms of a loan agreement for $1 million over 5 years. Since then, there's been no word from the council on the progress of the loan agreement.
We are basically waiting for this letter of intent so that we can complete our pre-documentation phase with the lender, and then that would allow them to complete their due diligence process so that we can move into the documentation phase. And we have been told by the lender that they can close very quickly, but we just need to get various pieces in place.
As explained by Andraikin, the loan from the city would serve as working capital.
We feel very comfortable that if we had $1 million in working capital over a five-year term, which we certainly would repay that sooner rather than drag it out, that would allow us the capability to not only start the mill, but run it at our projected capacity through this year and into next year.
Back in May, Andraikin had told the council he projected a light production the first year with 5 million board feet. In the second year, that would increase to 22 million board feet, and by the fourth year, Andraikin hopes to run the mill at full capacity with two working shifts and produce 55 million board feet annually. Andraikin says the $1 million loan from the city of Wrangell would allow Polaris Management time to apply for a much bigger line of capital.
Ultimately, we are looking at bidding on large timber sales that would accommodate the ongoing sustainability of that mill over the long term. In order to do that, we would need to go after a much larger working capital line.
Getting people back to work has always been Polaris's main objective.
As mentioned previously in the city council meeting, that is one of our primary goals, is to put the mill back to work and people back to work as soon as possible. And it's just unfortunate it's moving slower than we had anticipated.
Wrangell has just recently become a borough, and Andraikin says he thinks this is part of the holdup with attaining a letter of intent.
We're hopeful that the borough now would continue to be supportive of our efforts in acquiring the mill and putting the mill back online and putting people to work as soon as possible.
The new target closing date is by the end of the month, but Andraikin says it's dependent on getting the letter of intent regarding the loan from the city. The city does currently have a draft letter of intent, but City Manager Bob Prunella says he is waiting on the city attorney before he can move forward. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.